I want to address the issue of the Hillary Clinton campaign bus stewards being caught dumping human waste into a storm drain on a street in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Yes, it makes for a good joke about what Hillary's doing to the country, but there's a larger issue. The philosophies of the left are largely self-contradictory when drawn out to natural endpoints, and the practitioners of the left are often among the most hypocritical. Think celebrities railing on the environment whilst living large in limos and private planes, etc. This Hillary campaign bus dumping waste into a street storm drain is just such a thing, but one that is costing you a lot of money. Those who pay attention to their utility bills in municipalities know that the biggest growth in those bills over the past decade has been in the area most often called storm drainage or water runoff. All of this is due to federal mandates that storm drainage be managed because in most places such runs directly into streams, rivers, lakes, and ultimately the ocean. Stormwater systems have had to undergo mapping and control along with complete separation from any sewage discharge. In typical Democrat fashion, you've been paying huge fees to cover the cost of stormwater runoff projects and regulation, while the leftists who pushed such on you have no problem pulling up to a stormwater drain and pumping sewage down it all to save a few bucks of their money. It's how almost all leftist rules and regulations play out. We pay huge costs to implement their feel-good plans while they exempt themselves. That's what you get with Hillary in all areas, including criminal law, and it's what you get with Democrats at every level. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.